Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, the better software company, and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The September issue of Franchise Dictionary Magazine is out today, focusing on senior care and medical franchising. Check that out now at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Okay, once a week here on The Geek, it's the Franchise Spotlight, where we chat with the franchisor of an interesting brand. Today, it's Jack Baczynski, Chief Marketing Officer of Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for having me.
So before we dive into some marketing trends, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
So I've been in franchise marketing pretty much my whole life. Started out super early. First job for an agency, one of our clients were the Oldsmobile Dealer Group. So I'm dating myself a little bit as this brand no longer exists.
And that was back when it was your father's Oldsmobile.
It absolutely was your father's. And it's funny because, I remember working with the franchise groups, out of Detroit, they were just creating the It's Not Your Grandfather's Oldsmobile campaign. And really that was eye-opening for me in the franchise world, because as I went to all the franchisees and we were, working with the Detroit creative, they were all up in arms about, hey, they're pissing off our target market. It is your grandfather's Oldsmobile. That's who we sell to. So it's, really lightened the way for me for franchising. Being from the Philadelphia area, this is a hotbed of franchisors.
Yeah.
Once I got out of the agency world, I started working with Harold Katz. Harold had founded Nutrisystem. He, owned the 76ers, started up LA Weight Loss, with a partner. And really we had both brands, right? I mean, both concepts. We had a chain concept and a franchise concept. And, really franchising always, in my world is such a unique beast. And something that I love, because chain, you're always looking at a big macro level, and success is based on macro, data. Whereas franchising, you really got to have that discipline. You've got to understand that each and every unit means everything to that franchisee. So your discipline is so much stronger. And I know the folks that I've worked with on my team throughout the years, I love having that franchise approach. So being from Philadelphia, being in retail marketing, if you're not in franchising, you're a nobody here.
Yeah, exactly. And now let's jump ahead to your current role with Hand and Stone. Tell us about the brand for anybody who might not yet be familiar. What's the story of Hand and Stone?
Sure. Hand and Stone was founded back in somewhere around 2007. Our founder was a physical therapist. Really understood the concept of massage being, really a health and wellness concept, but also looked at that point at Massage Envy, who were breaking out that, the membership-based massage, really loved the model. So he founded Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. A couple of changes that he made, or a couple of points of differentiation that he made, is really wanted to have that facial side of the business as an opportunity, saw an opportunity there that, that wasn't really explored in the national space. Also, understood the why consumers, get a massage. And that's, not particularly because of a specific ache or pain. It's really, they want the stress relief. So,
yeah.
So really created the brand at that point to differentiate us as the luxury spa experience. We offer the same great therapeutic massages, but really the entire environment, creating that relaxing spa environment, has really helped us grow. We just, in the last issue of Entrepreneur, we were ranked number one in the spa category, the
nice.
Number one spa concept.
Very
so
nice.
Really, it's been great. It's we've got a great point of differentiation. We're growing. Our year-on-year sales have been phenomenal. We've got great franchisees in the concept. I always say massage to me is like pizza, right? When it's great, it's awesome. When it's okay, it's still pretty good. You can't screw it up.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. There's not really a terrible massage, and there's not really terrible pizza, you know, unless you go to New York. But that's another story. I don't want to start an argument.
Well, as a Chicago guy, I see you saying that. I'm happily in between the New York style and the Chicago. I like both. So I'm one of the few people that like.
Right.
Both.
Well, and you got us on the cheesesteaks. I'm not even going to argue that. But the brand sounds interesting, and you know, I like the name. It just has kind of an image to it. Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. I get a little relaxed just saying that. So I think there's
you have a nice relaxing voice, Jack.
You should
some voiceover with you in the spa.
Sold. It feels like some of the new services you're getting into, not that you're getting away from the relaxation and luxury area, but it feels like you may be doing more and more in the healthcare side. Do I sense that right? And I'm looking specifically at some of the stuff you're doing with CBD oil, and you know, I mean, that's just like the hottest trend on earth right now. Does it feel like you're doing more in the healthcare, or where do you see this going?
So again, I think that, you know, now that we've established the brand, you know, we are looking, you know, how do we always improve? So CBD is absolutely a natural. It is, you know, there are a lot of folks that are big believers. I'm a big believer in the power of CBD oil. So really what we looked at is, you know, when you combine, you know, CBD with the relaxation of a massage, it really gave us a unique product. So we had the CBD massage. We use either a 0% THC or a very, very low percentage THC solution. We have really, you know, we buy our product from a company called Premier. They're fantastic. It's really, leading in the CBD. There's a lot of new to the industry players that you're not sure of. Premier is really great. They're a great partner of ours. So you start with the best CBD, add the massage and the protocol using that, and it really. It not only is, you know, the health benefits for the customers, but even our massage therapists that use it, right? So, you know, you can imagine if you're massaging four or five people a day, that your hands are going to get really tired, especially if you're given some deep tissue. What we're finding, our massage therapists are coming back to us saying they love it because their hands aren't as sore. So they feel the impact of the CBD on the massage themselves. So it's really been fantastic. For us, a fantastic addition. It's funny though that the different media are still very reluctant to approve CBD.
Oh, yeah.
Again, there's so many charlatans. So we really had to market it interestingly, right? We couldn't. Facebook will ban it. Google, yeah. You can't even have CBD on your website and do Google AdWords. So we've really been creative, not only, you know, doing our CRM for existing clients, but we've really been able to go out and focus our influencers. You know, we have a series of social media influencers that we use and really have the influencers talk about CBD. So it's a great way for us to get the message out while we're waiting for the bigger media bodies to approve.
Yeah, and we'll get there someday. I mean, seriously, if you went back in time 15 years and said that we would be trying to market so many CBD and even THC related products in the year 2019, I would have said you were crazy. So, you know, I think they'll come around. We just don't know how soon. And, and I think some of the things you're doing in the meantime is really kind of making up the gap.
Right. And it's really when you have influencers and you know, believers, in the power of CBD, the power of massage, that it really has been a great find for us. That, and it's really a way to use Instagram in particular for you know, its best value, and that is getting these influencers talking to their groups. So we've been, you know, we're really happy with at least that angle until we get there. And I agree with you, Jack. It will be we certainly will, you know, we're starting to see it loosen up now that, you know, some of the direct mail companies now have approved putting the message out there. So it's getting there. And for us, it's all topical. There's no ingestibles at our, you know, at our spas. So it's, you know, and the fact that mostly, you know, it's just trace THC, even in our no THC percentage, that it's such a small trace that they're starting to see the light.
Got it. And you talked about using influencers, maybe a little direct marketing now as well. Kind of ironic that Google and Facebook are pushing you to go back to direct mail for some products. And even more ironic that Facebook is making you go to Instagram with influencers, which is kind of fun too. What else are you doing that seems to be working right now? Maybe not just for the new trend of products, but maybe for the services overall. Is there something in the past year or so that's really been working well for the brand?
So we've been, you know, what we get to, and a lot of the media where we're going is accountability at each and every medium. So, you know, being able to show franchisees the direct ROI that they're getting out of Facebook, to be able to show them the direct ROI that they're getting out of programmatic display and display advertising, you know, really that has helped us, you know, again, and that's the great thing about franchising, that you're always, you know, you're only as good as your last week worth of leads for those folks. And, you know, being able to show, hey, this is what's driving it, the accountability of the media has really helped in our world. One of the things, though, that we continue to go back and see, and we're able to, this is where we're able to put macro numbers together and show franchisees, is offline media, TV, radio still really, really works. And the influence on that top of the funnel advertising, we're able to prove quarter after quarter that, you know, those spas that are in markets that we've got on the air, TV and radio still work. And, you know, it's funny, you know, a lot of brands are moving to all digital, and I think that's a mistake. There's certainly a place for that, you know, for some traditional offline media.
Any challenges you're sort of up against right now outside of the Google and Facebook things we talked about earlier? Any challenges in marketing this type of a franchise that you're seeing right now and maybe trying to move past?
Yeah, and I think social is really the challenge right now. And Facebook has really become a pay-to-play social medium, and it's one that we really could show individual franchisees. We could have a local Facebook presence and show them how it works. However, you know, Facebook is a aging market where the younger millennials, you know, are moving from the medium. They're going to Instagram. That's been a challenge, because really Instagram is not a great medium for, you know, the individual, you know, display advertising, you know, in newsfeed advertising on Instagram just hasn't been effective from a cost per engagement standpoint. So, you know, we're dedicating, you know, our dollars to what at least we're getting the best return from an engagement standpoint, and that's the influencers, but really hard to show franchisees the value of these micro influencers and how it touches, you know, a spa out in Indianapolis. So, you know, really as Instagram's evolving, you know, it's got such a great following. It'll be very interesting to see how it emerges as a medium. If you told me 4 years ago that Facebook would be where it is now, I would not have believed you, but really that has evolved as a medium. It'll be interesting to see how Instagram goes.
What other trends are you looking at for, let's say, the rest of 2019 and into 2020? Anything in the franchise space, specifically marketing in the franchise space, that that you're embracing or plan to embrace, or maybe at least watching?
Yeah, I think the programmatic display is continuing to get more and more sophisticated, and really, you know, as you're putting the costs per thousand, as you're increasing that to get to a better targeting, you know, the worth of it is questionable. However, the ability at that point to go back and display a true ROI to the franchisees because of how sophisticated the targeting has enabled us to be, and then to be able to track that right back down to the transaction level both from a CRM standpoint and from a customer acquisition, I continue to see that a good percentage of our spend will go into digital because, again, it's proving itself out from the numbers. So we're working with a pretty good partner in Conversant that is really helping us to do a really deep dive into programmatic and being able to target our ads and messages.
Got it. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up with Jack Baczynski of Hand in Stone. But first, this episode of Social Geek is brought to you by The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Protect your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Jack, if our listeners want to connect with you, or maybe they've got some more questions about Hand in Stone, where can they reach out?
Sure. Best place is to get me via email. So my email address is J Baczynski. That's J, B as in boy, A-C-H-I-N-S-K-Y at handandstone.com. And that's and spelled out H-A-N-D-A-N-D-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Awesome. And we'll have a link to that on socialgeekradio.com so people can connect easily with you. Jack, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. It's been a pleasure.
You got it, Jack. Thanks so much for your time and for having me.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.